Well, as I grew up then, I suppose not really, like for good many years did I feel that stuff was changing in the orthopaedic, until I kind of got married myself and had my children, and then the dental moved into the orthopaedic, and I was coming down then to the dental. But I do remember one occasion we had this neighbour that ended up in the orthopaedic. He had a few bones broken and he was down in the orthopaedic. And I swear to God, when I heard he was down the orthopaedic, I thought, oh my God, he's down that hospital. I was never in there. But I have to go down and see him. He was a neighbour and he had no one belong to him. So I came into the hospital with the fright of God in me. And I couldn't even sit down. I couldn't sit down. I had to stay standing. I was so nervous. But he seemed okay. He seemed a normal hospital. It wasn't like what we were made out to be. It was a normal hospital, looked normal enough, and he came on fine in there. And I suppose I kind of got rid of a bit of fear. I went out that gate on air. My first time coming into this horrible place, I thought was. And then after that, I got married and moved up to Knocknaheeny. They built the new houses up there. And I brought the children down here then to the dental. And it is very busy today.
Okay, so I might just bring you back to, we'll say, what you might have known about the different uses of the orthopaedic, because a lot of people will talk about the orthopaedic being used for different purposes over the years. So we'll say it's been mentioned to be used as a fever hospital or for polio. So like, what would you have known about that then?
Well, I always knew that the fever hospital was down in Blackpool. Leitrim Street, I think, was the name of it. Anyway, there was the steps up to the fever hospital, because my mother talked about that for years. I was in the fever hospital myself. My brother was in the fever hospital because we picked up scarlet fever, and it wasn't so dangerous when we picked it up, but I had an aunt and she died, and she was only 21. Beautiful, beautiful, my mum's sister. Beautiful girl, and she died from scarlet fever because they didn't have any cures or anything at the time. So we picked it up and we were put up into the fever hospital up the steps.
What age were you at the
I
time?
was 3 or 4. So my brother would have been, if I was 3, he was 4. There was only 11 months between the two of us. So my mother talks about having to go down to the fever hospital to bring us down there and to walk all those steps. So I do know there was a big lot of steps up to the fever hospital. I didn't think the orthopaedic had anything to do with the fever part, but maybe because people were in here with polio, well, maybe it was the bone part of it then that they came in with. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay. So just to bring you forward again, then you mentioned you were married. When were you married then? What year would that have been?
I got married in 1971.
Okay. And you moved to what the
I was
area is called is Knocknaheeny now.
well, I got married in 1971, and I moved from Temple Acre, from my family home, down to Leitrim Street,
Okay.
and we were living there in an apartment for a few years until I had my first and second born, John and Louise, and they were building the houses in Knocknaheeny at the time, so we were very lucky we got a new house up there. So I suppose I went to a new house when I was 2 in Temple Acre, and then I went to a new house when I had my own family in Knocknaheeny.
And that was in Harbourview Road.
Harbourview Road. all fields around up in the area at the time, you could get up in the morning, open the curtain, and you see a cow. So the kids were all excited about that. The pathways weren't built yet, but there was such a demand for the houses. They rushed people in, and sure, we were delighted. We didn't mind at all waiting for our footpath, or our gates, or our railings. We just had our house, and we were so delighted.
And your connection with the orthopaedic then was that it was...
And our house then was at the back of the orthopaedic. So we were always connected, really.
Okay.
So in the back of our house then was the wall for the orthopaedic. And when the children were growing up, I suppose I still had the fear of the orthopaedic and brought it with me. And I don't know, maybe I gave it to them as well. Because when they were to part with their dummies, I said, oh, it's gone over the orthopaedic wall, and none of my children ever went near that wall. It was terrible, I know, but that was the end of the dummies, and it worked a treat.
Okay, so your family home then is still in Temple Acre now, close to the orthopaedic, which is now St. Mary's Health Campus, and it's been redeveloped, but... Do you have any memories of when the orthopaedic closed?
I do. I remember. I don't know now what year it closed, but I do remember. People were. It was became a very busy hospital then, and a very open hospital then. It wasn't that haunty place that we thought it was. And people started getting jobs there, and people were working in the kitchen and the laundry, and it gave employment to the north side, which was very badly needed because people were very poor up there. And then there was talks about it closing down, and like, it was terrible. There was protests, and there were, you know, going mad. It was people had families in Churchfield, which is over the road from the orthopaedic. Good lot of them in Farnley lived or worked in the orthopaedic, and from Temple Acre and Baker's Road all around. So it would have been a lot of people out of work, a lot of families without wages and everything. So it was awful. And I think that's when it started. They started to shut down places in the north side, and this is where it was in people's minds that they're closing down everything, because it went from the orthopaedic to the north infirmary, which was down the road, and the dental across the road from the north infirmary, that was all shut down. So they were starting to shut down stuff in the north side of the city. And that was terrible.